I'm delighted to be working with you in this way. And I do so in the hope that whatever it was that drew you to the allure of mindfulness, that that very impulse can be explored and nurtured so that it will grow and develop. Because no one comes to a program such as this by accident. There has to be some underlying impulse that longs for a certain knowing or way of being that may feel elusive but is also sensed as highly desirable. Otherwise, you wouldn't even bother to pick up a program such as this. Also, each one of us brings our own genius to such adventures. And we always build on what's come before in our lives, even if much of it was and perhaps still is painful. Our entire past, whatever it's been, when it comes right down to it, becomes the very platform for doing the work of being in the present moment. And it becomes both the work and the adventure of a lifetime, not to be trapped in either our past or our ideas, but rather to reclaim the only moment that we ever really have. And that is always this one. And taking care of this one can have a remarkable effect on the next moment and so on the future. In this session, we'll be having a conversation of sorts, although with such a format, I'm going to be the one that winds up doing all the talking. But we will be exploring the whole subject of mindfulness together, as if you'd never heard about it and had no idea what it was, or what meditation is, and why it might be worth cultivating. We'll cover what it is, how to cultivate it in your life, what its various benefits might be in terms of stress and pain, health and illness. Of course, we can only touch on these topics in this format, and all my comments are only to enhance your motivation to make use of the other session, which guides you in the actual practicing of mindfulness, and to have some kind of framework for understanding why it makes sense to do something which seems as strange and alien as nothing, on a regular basis, on a systematic basis, in a disciplined way, to cultivate your own mind and your, what I would call your deep inner resources for learning, for growing, for healing, and potentially for transformation of your understanding of who you are and how to live in this world. If you want to go deeper, there are no end of resources. Mindfulness as a subject is an entire universe. It has many, many facets and galaxies. It's infinitely deep and wonderful. And there are fortunately many, many superb teachers, past and present, going all the way back to the Buddha himself and even before the Buddha, whose writings and whose books and for the living ones whose retreats can be invaluable to connect with over the course of this lifetime, your lifetime. Much of what I will be saying is mapped out in my various books, and in particular in Full Catastrophe Living and in Coming to Our Senses. So let's begin at the beginning.